Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. All right, our lesson is about movies. What kind of movies do you like to see in a theater? And what kinds of movies can you wait to watch on DVD at home? One movie that I saw in the theater was Interstellar. I think in Chinese it's called 星际穿越. I actually saw it twice in the theater because it's amazing to see that movie on a big screen. Well, the title of our lesson is Coming Soon to a Theater Near You. So here's a question for you to think about. Who can't wait for summer? According to our lesson, who can't wait for summer? Friends, open up your magazine. I can't wait to begin.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Summer movies are highly anticipated fun. Avid moviegoers can't wait for summer. They know exactly which movies they want to see and will be among the first to view them. Hollywood rolls out some of their most anticipated films during the summer months. Here's what to expect. It's been 6 years since Captain Jack Sparrow last graced the silver screen. He's back in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. And his luck seems to have run out.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 anticipate 这个动词 ,CIP 这个字跟有拿住或握住的意思，所以 anticipate 是指预期或期待。例如 ,the couple is eagerly anticipating the birth of their first child. 这对夫妻热切地期待他们第一个宝宝的出生。或者是 ,we didn't anticipate such great success of our first product.我们原先没有预期我们的第一项产品就如此受欢迎。它的名词是 anticipation, A-N-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 ,the boy's eyes sparkled with anticipation when he found out his dad was going to take him for a ride. 当这个男孩知道爸爸要带他去兜风的时候眼睛闪烁着期待。接下来我们看的是 avid, 这个形容词 ,avid 是指狂热的或热衷的。例如 ,Bill used to be an avid baseball fan. He spent most of his money on baseball cards. Bill 以前是个棒球迷,他大部分的钱都拿来买棒球卡。或者是 ,Victor is an avid comic book reader. He's got many great collections. Victor 是个漫画迷,他拥有许多很棒的漫画的系列。Avid 也指渴望的或者是急切的。例如Patrick is extremely avid about getting recognition from his classmates, so he studies really hard. Patrick 极其渴望被同学们认同，所以拼命地读书。
All right. Well, you know, I like watching movies, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. And I know you enjoy reading books.
I do enjoy reading a lot. How did you know?
Oh, come on. You've always got a book with you.
And it's always a good book.
That's what you say most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But how often do you think that people should watch movies?
Ooh, you know something, Gabe? I'm actually a really bad person to ask.
Why?
Because I don't really watch a lot of movies.
Oh.
I probably watch a movie maybe once a month. But if you ask our friend Yvonne, she feels like it's important to see every good movie that comes to the theater. So I guess it depends on who you ask.
Yeah, and what's a good movie? I guess that depends on your opinion as well, or maybe your taste. Well, friends, how often do you watch movies? Maybe once a week or twice a week? That's a lot. Once a month? That's pretty good. I guess you shouldn't watch too many movies because there are so many other things to do in life. However, this summer there are some fun movies coming out, and some have already come to the theaters.
Well, our lesson, as you already know, is called Coming Soon to a Theater Near You. Summer movies are highly anticipated fun. Okay, so right here at the beginning of our lesson, we read, Avid moviegoers can't wait for summer. They know exactly which movies they want to see and will be among the first to view them. That sounds exactly like our friend Yvonne.
Yes, she is an avid moviegoer. And friends, this is the answer to the question that I asked earlier. Who cannot wait for summer? Of course, avid moviegoers. And when I think of someone who is avid, it's someone who loves to do something. And maybe they know a lot about something. So an avid moviegoer will know a lot about the movies that are coming out soon.
And we read here, Hollywood rolls out some of their most anticipated films during the summer months. Now, we see those words, to roll out. When I think of the word roll, I usually think of a ball, rolling a ball.
Yes, Rebecca. Genius.
I am a genius.
Yes, actually, you are. I think that's a good way to think about this phrase, because really this phrase means to bring out something. However, you can bring out lots of things, right? I'm going to bring out a game for us to play tonight. Well, friends, if you use the phrase roll out, you use it when you're talking about something that can roll. You can roll out your ball. You can roll out your car for people to see. Or, in the old days, films were made on film reels, which were round. You rolled out the films.
You rolled out the films. That's right. But this also reminds me of our friend Ben.
Yes.
Remember Ben?
Mm-hmm.
He loved music, and so he would write music. And he used to roll out song after song after song after song. So he rolled out a lot of songs.
That's right. He brought out a lot of songs. So we're talking about films now. Of course, Hollywood rolls out some of their most anticipated films during the summer months. It's a popular time for people to go watch movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, we read, here's what to expect, in case you were wondering. It's been 6 years since Captain Jack Sparrow last graced the silver screen. Well, guess what? He's back. But before we continue, we have to talk about this word, to grace. Now, of course, grace can be either a noun or a verb. And here in our lesson, it is a verb.
That's right. Now, when I think of someone who has grace, that means there's a very good atmosphere around them. Wherever they go, they just create a good feeling, right? So it means to provide an atmosphere of grace, or just everything good, or everything that you would want. So if Captain Jack Sparrow is gracing the screen, that means he's providing something great for moviegoers.
And oftentimes, when I think of the word grace, or to grace something, I think of, you know, when someone walks in the room. So, for example, you could say, Melody walked into the room and graced us with her presence. She provided a very warm feel when she walked into the room.
And I like that you mentioned that example, because I often use this word grace with someone's presence as well. To grace us with your presence. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Basically, that's saying thanks for being here.
But of course, we're talking about Captain Jack Sparrow and how he last graced the silver screen 6 years ago. Well, he's back in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, and his luck seems to have run out. That seems not good.
Nope, it's not good at all. I am looking forward to this movie. It did come out just last week, but I haven't seen it yet. Well, friends, we see this phrase here, his luck seems to have run out. Now, when you run out of something, that means there is no more. You can run out of gas. We're almost running out of time, right? Well, maybe someone is very lucky, but if all of a sudden they're not lucky, you could say their luck ran out.
And this reminds me of Tom Sawyer, the book Tom Sawyer. He was a very naughty little boy.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he would play all these different tricks, and then eventually his luck ran out, and he eventually was being caught.
Oh, no. Well, friends, we are learning about movies today, and what is the difference between a movie and a film? Let's go to the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Luke.
And I'm Ken. Okay, here's something to think about, friends. Do you normally say that you watch movies or that you watch films?
That sounds like a trick question. Aren't movies and films the same thing? Well, today, we will take a closer look at these two words and see how they are being used in everyday conversation.
Okay, let's talk about movies first. The word movie actually came from moving picture, which is made up of a series of still images known as frames. When they are projected onto a screen at a fast pace, we get the illusion of a moving picture.
Right. People often go to the movie theater to watch movies. But what about film?
Well, film also refers to a movie or moving picture. But film can also mean the medium on which movies are made.
Yes. So the main difference between the two words lies in how they are used. When talking about movies, people usually think about a fun activity and entertainment.
On the other hand, films are associated more with art, as well as the film industry and academics. Universities usually offer courses in film studies, but not movie studies.
That's true. So one might say that movies are entertaining, while films are artistic. But in the end, the two are still essentially the same thing. And it is common to say movies and films interchangeably.
Film 跟 movie 这两个字都是指电影，这两个字也可以互换着用。但如果要做一个区分， film 比较是指有艺术价值的、比较有深度的电影，像影展就叫做 film festival。很多大学也有关于 film 的科系，而 movie 比较用于一般大众化、娱乐性质的商业片。其实 movie 这个字源自 moving picture。因为电影就是由许多移动的影像所呈现的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Are you an avid moviegoer?Do you anticipate any movies this summer? Well, one we're talking about is the recent Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Yes, it's called Dead Men Tell No Tales. And it stars Johnny Depp. He plays Captain Jack Sparrow. This movie came out just last week. Have you seen it yet? What else can we learn about this movie? Let's find out now.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Captain Salazar, one of Captain Jack's oldest foes, has released an army of ghost pirates to hunt down every pirate on the high seas. Captain Jack's only hope of survival is to find the Trident of Poseidon, which will allow him to control the seas. But can he find it in time? In Wonder Woman, the comic book heroine leaves her all-female island paradise to help the world at large. An American pilot crash lands on her island and tells her about a deadly conflict in the outside world. She is determined to help, and in the process, she discovers her destiny.
OK, 继续我们看 foe 这个名词。foe 是指敌人、仇敌或者是对手。例如 ,the owners of these two connecting restaurants have been bitter foes for years. 这两家相邻的餐厅的老板多年以来积怨已深。或者是 Charlie is a great politician. He knows how to make friends out of his foes. Charlie 是位很厉害的政治家，他知道如何化敌为友。或者是 these guys that belong to separate gangs united to fight against their common foe. 这些隶属于不同帮派的帮派分子联合起来对抗他们的共同的敌人。最后我们看的是 destiny 这个名词。destiny 是指命运、命定或者是前途。例如 our company's destiny totally depends on this deal. 我们公司的前途全看这笔生意了。或者是 when he was young, Sean believed that he was the master of his own destiny. Sean 年轻的时候认为自己就是命运的主人。Destiny 和 fate, F-A-T-E, 都是指命运。但是 fate 多半是指负面的，而 destiny 有可能是需要你的努力去达成的。 例如Bobby thinks being a doctor is his destiny. Bobby 相信当医生是他的命定。或者是 a twist of fate separated these two lovers. 命运的转折让这对情侣分开了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Now let's continue learning about this Pirates of the Caribbean movie, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Arr. Okay, we read here, Captain Salazar, one of Captain Jack's oldest foes, has released an army of ghost pirates to hunt down every pirate on the high seas. Okay, so we've got the star, Captain Jack Sparrow, and Captain Salazar is a foe. That's another word for an enemy. But here in our lesson, we see this phrase, to hunt down. That's a fun way of saying you're searching for something.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And there's different ways that you can use this phrase, to hunt down. For example, it reminds me of a hunter who's actually going hunting. He has dogs. So the dog's job is to hunt down the deer. Or, you know, I could also say that my little kitten, her name is Mittens, her job is to hunt down all the mice in our house.
Oh, I like that example, yes. The cat hunts down the mice. And of course, in our lesson, this enemy is going to hunt down all the pirates on the high seas. Basically, all the pirates out there. Well, we continue here. Captain Jack's only hope of survival is to find the Trident of Poseidon, which will allow him to control the seas. But can he find it in time? Wait a minute. The Trident of Poseidon.
Yeah.
I should be looking for my trident, too. I have a trident around here somewhere that's like a spear, but it has three prongs. It's very dangerous.
Did you lose it?
Yeah, should I? Maybe I should go find it. Can I find it in
time?
Well,
no, not right now. Please don't leave yet, Gabe, because we're not done teaching the lesson yet. But I really like how our lesson ends with that question, or that section ends with that question. But can he find it in time? I guess you're just going to have to watch the movie to find out. Well, guess what, Gabe? It's time to move on to the next movie. In Wonder Woman, the comic book heroine leaves her all-female island paradise to help the world at large.
Yes, and Wonder Woman is the latest in a series of superhero movies. Of course, these past few years, there have been a lot of movies about superheroes, but finally one starring a woman, right? Wonder Woman, played by Gal Gadot, who we will learn about later this month. But this movie, it comes out tomorrow. And it looks quite interesting. Looks like it should be fun. A fun movie.
Look like an interesting movie. I agree. I'm not sure if I'll end up seeing Wonder Woman or not, but hey, you never know. But you know, we see this word, or these words at large in our lesson. And of course, most people probably think of something being really, really big when they see the word large, right?
That's right. But when you put these two words together, at large, it basically means in general, or as a whole, okay? So the comic book heroine leaves her all-female island paradise to help the world in general, or the rest of the world at large.
So you could say, as an example, the students at the university at large feel like there's too much discipline at the school.
Okay, so not every student feels this way, but in general, most students feel this way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, friends, think of another way to use that phrase, at large. We continue here. An American pilot crash lands on her island and tells her about a deadly conflict in the outside world, or in the world at large.
She is determined to help, and in the process, she discovers her destiny. What is her destiny? What does she discover? Well, I guess, once again, you're going to have to go see the movie Wonder Woman.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of Superman.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty similar. Superman leaves his own world and he comes to find out what his destiny is on Earth, right?
Right.
It's kind of the same for Wonder Woman. Well, it's time for us to join two Wonder Women. It's
Twin Time.
Twin Time for...
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina. It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. Here are your choices. Destiny, avid, anticipate, and deadly. The first sentence is, Andrew believes that brought him and Jessica together. Do you know the answer, friends? Yes, that's right. Andrew believes that destiny brought him and Jessica together. A lot of people believe that destiny is a power that controls your future and cannot be influenced by people. Christina, do you believe in destiny?
I do believe in destiny, but I also believe that we choose our own paths through the choices we make. Hey friends, do you believe in destiny?
Okay, let's move on to the next sentence. Mrs. Jones eagerly her daughter's arrival. Do you know the answer, Christina?
I sure do. The answer is anticipated. Mrs. Jones eagerly anticipated her daughter's arrival.
You guys are doing an excellent job today. Here's one more sentence for you. Lily has been an reader ever since she was a little girl. Is the answer avid or deadly?
Correct. Lily has been an avid reader ever since she was a little girl. Avid means to be extremely interested in something.
Right. Since Lily is an avid reader, she probably tries to read as much as she can, wherever she can.
Well, friends, that's all for today. We hope you had a lot of fun with us. We'll see you again soon on our next
Twin Time.
What is Jack Sparrow's only hope of survival?
I know the answer, Rebecca.
Yes.
It's to find the trident of Poseidon. And I found my trident right here. I feel so much better with it, so much more secure.
Oh, do you now? Yeah. Well, great job, Gabe. You did answer the question correctly. And friends, I hope you were able to answer that question as well. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time
right here on Studio Classroom. To bring your trident. Wait, Rebecca, no, it's a dangerous thing. A friend loves at all times.